From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. France held a national ceremony in honor of the victims of the November 13th terrorist attack today. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the ceremony was both moving and defiant.
The ceremony included the Paris Opera singing the Marseillaise, but it also featured more recent ballads, speaking to the more than 1,000 attendees, mostly families of the victims and survivors. Hollande said those struck down incarnated French values of liberty, life, and togetherness, and that France would stand in solidarity to continue to defend those ideals.
Nous ne céderons ni à la peur, ni à la haine.
Hollande said, we will never succumb to fear and revenge. The French president also vowed to defeat ISIS. Hollande has been meeting with world leaders such as Presidents Obama and Putin this week in a bid to strengthen and enlarge the fight against the terrorist group. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Brussels is resuming normal business activity, that after 5 days under the maximum threat level. Terry Schultz reports the Belgian government has dropped the alert level by one notch, despite its number one fugitive remaining at large.
The announcer says as of today, the metro is running again, and this station closed since Saturday. The government says an attack on the city is no longer serious and imminent, but now possible and probable. Police and army remain stationed here and at schools. People seem cautious but relieved, like passenger Margot Burns.
I think it's a time we need to have a normal life back.
But shopping with his family, Christoph Smeester says even one level lower isn't reassuring.
We have to wait to be secured, to live normally.
The problem is, he says, nobody knows what to expect, especially with the holiday season approaching. After long debate, Brussels City Council has just announced the Christmas market will open as scheduled Friday night. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
AIDS is now the leading cause of death for teenagers in Africa. That from the United Nations Agency for Children. At a conference in South Africa today, UNICEF says despite gains made in treating those with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, the number of 10 to 19-year-olds dying from AIDS-related diseases has tripled since the year 2000. The head of UNICEF's HIV and AIDS division says that's because there isn't enough treatment aimed at adolescents. Protesters in Chicago say they will march up Michigan Avenue today, Black Friday, one of the biggest shopping days of the year. Jesse Jackson says the march will focus on the issue of racism in the police department. Protests have taken place since the release this week of a dash cam video showing 17-year-old Laquan McDonald being shot 16 times by a white police officer a year ago. Officer Jason Van Dyke is now charged with first-degree murder. Wall Street is trading lower at this hour. The Dow is down 60 points at 17,752. The Nasdaq is down 7. This is NPR News. The number of Central Americans coming across the southwest border continues to rise. As NPR's John Burnett reports, about 11,000 people, many of them unaccompanied children, illegally entered South Texas last month.
In October, mothers with children crossing the Rio Grande surged 179%, and kids traveling alone jumped 97% compared to the same month last year. Immigrant advocates point out that these travelers are fleeing ruthless criminal gangs in Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. Immigration hawks say the country's lenient immigrant policies are a magnet. Immigrant children coming to the Rio Grande Valley peaked in midsummer of 2014, creating a humanitarian crisis. But officials with Customs and Border Protection say even with the numbers creeping up again, it's not near as bad as it was last year. Further, federal officials contend that overall totals of unauthorized immigrants, when Mexicans are included, remain on a historic downward trend. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
Travelers could find icy conditions across much of the central and southern plains states today. Jacqueline Ritzman, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, says significant accumulations of ice are possible, and she says the storm could stay around for a while.
Looks like this wintry precipitation may linger through the weekend and then finally move off probably around Monday morning into the afternoon hours.
Winter weather advisories and warnings are up for parts of Texas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Kansas. And it's a shortened holiday trading session on Wall Street today. Markets close at 1 p.m. Right now, the Dow is down 54 points, the Nasdaq down 5, the S&P 500 down 4. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.